That's our calling. We have a unity that's so much deeper than any difference. And so we model that unity. It's time to do that in our land. Healing in our nation begins with the church, not a politician. Not a local politician, not a national politician. It begins with, healing begins with the church. Healing begins with prayer. Prayer. Do we need to pray for our leaders? Absolutely. That's straight out of the Bible. If you haven't prayed for your leaders in a long time, let's turn a corner there. Let's be diligent with what the Word says and pray for our leaders. But we need to pray. We need to bring healing. And here's a myth that the church does the best when the leaders are really godly. That's a myth when you look throughout history. When I open my Bible and I say, okay, during Jesus' time, were the leaders, the religious leaders, the political leaders, were they really God? When I go through the book of Acts and the church is 3,000 a day, another 5,000 just come to the Lord, was the leadership of the land really godly? When I keep going through church history, even today in so many countries, the church is often most alive and effective when leadership has challenges. Why? Because the church wakes up and they say, this is our time. This is our calling. Let's do this. Let's follow the Lord. And so I just see so many Christians today watching, you know, politics, 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 taking all their cues from politics and then being, you know, so defeated and thinking their role is so small when healing starts with the church. Your role is still to love your neighbor. Say, well, what if they're in that other political party? Let me check in the Bible. Is there a clause? Fine print. Let me see the asterisk. Oh, yeah, there it is. If they're in the other political party, you don't have to love them. It's not in there, folks. Love your neighbor. That's everyone. You mean love people I disagree with? Exactly. Exactly. Do you only love the people you agree with? Jesus has a much bigger calling for us than that. It's a lot easier if someone honestly said, you're right. Deeply care for those who are hurting. There are people deeply, deeply hurting in our land for a number of reasons. Care for people. Drop resentment. You resenting others, drop it. Be so careful with assumptions and stereotypes. They are flying around right now. Be so careful with those. And then also, it's never been a more important time than to lead people to Jesus. I don't know about you, but for me, I sense that this might be the greatest opportunity since I've been following Jesus in our land to lead people to Jesus. That's what my spiritual antenna is saying, is that this is a time, for such a time as this, the church has an opportunity right now as people are hopeless, despair, confused, frustrated, going against one another, trying to sort things out, fears are running rampant. This is the time to share Jesus. What are we going to wait for? So what a time such as this.